الحمد لله رب العالمين الصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين ما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لن ينال الله لحومها ولا دماؤها ولكن يناله التقوى منكم كذلك سخر لكم لتكبروا الله على ما هداكم وبشر المحسنين وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما عمل ابن آدم من عمل يوم النهر أحب إلى الله من إهراك الدم وإنه ليأتي يوم القيامة بقرونها وأشعارها وأظلافها وإن دم ليقوا من الله بمكان قبل أن يقب بالأرض فطيبوا بها نفسها. وقال أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يا رسول الله ما هذه الأضاحي؟ قال سنة أبيكم إبراهيم عليه السلام. قالوا فما لنا فيها يا رسول الله؟ قال في كل إشارة حسنة. قالوا فالصوف يا رسول الله؟ قال بكل إشارة من الصوف حسنة. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام من وجد ساعة لأن يضحي فلم يضحي فلا يحضر مصلانا. وقال ابن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه الضحي يومان بعد يوم الأضحى وعن علي رضي الله تعالى عنه مثله وهذا بعض من الفزائل وتعلم العلماء المسائل. صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسول النبي الكريم. My dear brothers and sisters, Alhamdulillah, we are in a great time of barakah because every hasana, ajr of hasana is multiplied by too much high figure. Just like keeping fast in these days, if you keep one day fast, so you will get ajr of fast, keeping fast of the whole year. And as far as the fasting of Yawm al-Arafah is concerned, so there are two riwayah. One tells that it has ajr of 1,000 days of fasting. And the other is this, Rasulullah SAW has said that I believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make this kafara for one year which is earlier and the other which is coming year. So by this we get too much. And it has been told that any amal, any hasana of these days is more loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than ajr of other hasanat in other days. So we should remember this, that alhamdulillah we are in a great time of barakah and we should do hasanat as much as possible. And the best hasana is this, to protect oneself from sin. So therefore one should not commit sins in these days, especially because these are days of barakah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sworn 10 nights, wal fajr wal layal in ashr wal shafi wal adr, and even in the odd. By even it's meant the day of Eid al-Adha, and by the odd it's meant the day of Arafah. So Allah has sworn on these days and these nights. So therefore we should understand the barakah of these days. And on the day of Eid al-Adha, so we cut animals, we do qurbani. So what is this adahiya? So it has been told by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Allah says neither the flesh of the sacrificial animal nor the blood reaches Allah. It is the taqwa, which is called piety, from your side which reaches him. And so he have made these animals subservient to you, that you may magnify the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his having guided you, and give glad tidings to those who do good. So this sacrificing procedure is greatly accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Before reaches the blood to the surface of the earth, it is accepted. So one should understand, because it has a great nisbat. What is that nisbat? That nisbat is this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in, you can say, dream, orders Ibrahim alayhi salam that he is cutting his son. It means he is sacrificing his son. He saw in dream this thing. And the dream of a Nabi is wahi for him. So there he understood that I should do this. So he went there and took Ismail alayhi salam for this purpose, and he was going with him. So Shaitan came first to Hazrat Hajra radiallahu ta'ala anha and asked her that father of Ismail alayhi salam is bringing Ismail alayhi salam for sacrifice. So she said, how it is possible for a father? And then Shaitan came to Ismail alayhi salam three times. And every time Ismail alayhi salam threw pebbles towards him, and he disappeared. So these are the places where now we are throwing pebbles. Is it Rami Jamar? They are in Hajj. So when after that, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam told Ismail alayhi salam that I have seen you in dream sacrificing you. What do you think about it? So although he was child, but he was becoming Nabi. So therefore he answered, obey the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever you have been told, you will find me in patience. You will find me in patience. It means I will observe patience. So then after that, he told his father that when you sacrificing me, so put me, you can say, towards earth, and cut by my neck, cut me by my neck, and with a very sharp sword, you can say knife, and you should close your eyes by your piece of cloth, and you should, because it might be possible that seeing me you will not be able to cut me. So Ibrahim alayhi salam did as it is. After that he tried, but the knife was not working. He was surprised how it's possible, it was very sharp. But after that, says, after that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Ibrahim alayhi salam, take sheep from Jannah and put it before Ibrahim alayhi salam. And he did it. And after that, when he started sacrificing, so then it worked, and he was very pleased that I have done whatever it was required. But when he opened his eyes, he saw Ismail alayhi salam standing beside, and sheep was cut. So then came and that you have made your dream true. It means you did what was required. So therefore, this cutting dead sheep was equivalent to the sacrificing Ismail alayhi salam. And now what we are doing, it's equivalent to cutting dead sheep. It means our sacrifice is equivalent to sacrifice of Ismail alayhi salam. So this has a great nisbat. This cannot be achieved by other means. So therefore, it is told that if one spends billions of money, billions of dollars or pounds in path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these 3 days, but he does not do qurbani, it means does not sacrifice. So the person who sacrifice, any and he eat all the whole meal. So his ajr will be more than that person who has spent billions, because it is as per requirement, and Allah, it has great nisbat, and the other is mustahab. So therefore, we should not miss this chance. We should not miss this chance. Nowadays, there are people who are saying that it is wajib only according to Hanaf, and other Aima are not saying this is wajib. And even they put questions that the definition of wajib, and say that it's only with the Hanaf, and they say that it is wajib, and but we do have the other Aima are having only farz and nafal. Yes, of course, this is right. But actually, there are things which are proven by qat'i dalail. So those are farz ilmi and amali, and those which are proven by zanni dalail. So they are farz amali only. So these are qad wajib, because we cannot leave it. It is like farz in this case. But if a person denies and does not accept it, that it is not in Islam, so he will not become kafir if a person is denying wajib as accepted. So it means there is difference only in the amal, and only in the dalil, and in the you can say ilm. So therefore, if a person denies wajib, so then he will not be kafir. But if he denies farz, he will be kafir. Just like we see that in according to other imma, mabith fil mina, it means staying in the night in mina, this is a wajib. But according to us, it is sunnah. So they also understand this. So therefore, these things should not be discussed nowadays, because it's only for this purpose that one should not do this sacrifice. So we should protect ourselves from these propagandas. There are some people who say that the dalail of Ahnaf in favor of this are not proven. So see the situation, I will just explain through Ahadith Sharifa, and they will understand, inshallah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Son of Adam does not perform any act on this day of Nahar which is more beloved in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than slaughtering an animal whereby its blood flows, and verily that animal will come forward with the reward of its horns, its hair, and its hoofs, and verily its blood falls at place in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's presence before falling on the ground. Therefore, be blessed in yourself for this act. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the greatest. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the greatest. There is none worthy of worship except Allah, and Allah is the greatest, and to Allah be all praise. So what is the situation? One can leave this. Another hadith. The companions asked, O Messenger of Allah, what are these sacrifices? Rasulullah ﷺ replied, it's sunnah of your father Ibrahim. Then they asked, what reward is there in for us? Rasulullah ﷺ replied, for every hair there is the reward of one good deed. They asked, and the wool? He replied, every fiber of the wool is equal to one good deed's reward. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the greatest. Allah. Okay. Rasulullah ﷺ also said, whoever has the means to sacrifice an animal and does not do so, let him not come near to our musalla for Eid Salah. See the situation. It's threat. So Rasulullah says, and the people say that according to Ibn Kathir, who is not Hanafi, in Tafsir Ibn Kathir, I have seen this. He says, all the Ravi of this hadith are Siqa. So what's meant by this? How it is not proven? So actually they are making only propaganda. Nowadays some people, when the time of Hajj is coming, the time of slaughtering is coming, so there are people saying, oh, before going to Hajj, you should visit the place of a poor people and give them some money. This will be better for you even. And instead of cutting the animal, you should provide money to the poor people for you can say for jahiz of their daughters. See the situation. Why do you not go to those people who are spending millions of money at the time of the marriage? Just for nothing. And they are moving in the whole world just for, you can say, yes, enjoying their place as a journey. So why don't you say these things to him? There was one of my friend, one classmate even. He was working in Libya. He met me. I met him one time. He said, in talking, he said that Bilal was not having the shirt and Usman was Ghani. How it's possible? It's not good. Just before this talk, he told me that he has two houses here. I said to him, you do have two houses? Just sacrifice this one house for the poor people and give it to them. Because you are already having two, so therefore one is better, one is enough for you. He said, it's not possible. I said, Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu was all time sacrificing. And because of that, he'd earned Jannah three times. And you are speaking against him? You are no more my friend. I shall not talk to you. Just finish. People came, we are taking tea at this time. Oh, forgive him. Don't know. I said, no forgiveness. No forgiveness. Because he has said such thing that I can be no more friend of him. So therefore, this is the case that we should understand. These people are just from making propaganda. And they are stopping the people. They are stopping people from doing something which are required in Islam. So this propaganda of the liberal people, they are doing nowadays. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam also said, who are the means of sacrifice? The animal he does not do, let him not come near to our musalla. So this is the proof that we should sacrifice in any case. And ulama-i-kiram are said, even the person who is not having that much money that it becomes wajib on him, if he can do, he should do. Because it is of that level, you can say, praised by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that one cannot live this. See the situation that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had made sacrificing of 100 camels. Only 1/7 of one camel was required. And he did 100. And see the situation that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sacrificed 63. Cut 63 of them by himself. And let him be cut by Ali and the rest. So at the date time, age of Rasulullah was 63 years. So it means that he sacrificed 63 animals for each year. It means for each year he sacrificed one. So it shows the attachment of this. So we should not miss. We are spending too much money, but for this, money is not available with me. So, what's the thing? So, we should earn too much because of this. So, these are some virtues of the sacrifice. And we should go and learn the masail of sacrifice from the learned scholars. It's available in the books, just like a book of Bashti Zewar. you can consult that for that, and do best in this case. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq that we are able to do this at this time. And another thing, one more, that we should do zikr. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, in these days too much. And from the 9th of Zilhajj, in Fajr, takbirat are started. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wallahu alhamd. One time after each prayer. And it will be till 13th of Zilhajj, Asr of 13th Zilhajj. So this will continue. And at the time of, at the day of Eid, we should say off and on, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah, Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wallahu alhamd. Because you can say, it's the zikr of this day. So we should continue this. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to do accordingly. Wa ma alayna balagh, Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. وتوب علينا انك توب رحيم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين.